Good day, friends. It's Wednesday, February the 26th, and we look to have a mixed day ahead of us with rain and wind and considerably overcast because of that extraordinary quick little storm we had. It brings back memories of the storm that went through Perth some time ago, which tested our community and brought our ceilings and things down, but didn't seem to have that significance. But interesting, we have all seasons to enjoy and to reflect on life with. So yeah, we hope we have lots of rain today and others that would bring good things. I pray that we would stop as well in the middle of whatever storm's going on or the day ahead of us and just be still and to take in the wonder of God over your life. So hit pause again, friends, and practice this, the art of being still in the middle of all things. We pick up the story in Exodus chapter 4. Moses been given the call to go and to bring his people back out of Egypt, but he begins his first hesitation or what if questions of God about his ability. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "This is what is in your hand." "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." And Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. And the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it up by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, has appeared to you." And the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, the skin was leprous. It had become as white as snow. "Now put it back in your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. And the Lord said, "If they do not believe or pay attention to the first sign, maybe they will believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile, pour it on the dry ground, and the water you take from the Nile, from the river, will become blood on the ground." Right. God gives Moses some reassurance, some evidence to go with him to convince the people of Israel. It's fascinating to think through what's taking place here. We need to recognize that the people of Israel knew of the Lord. Remember, the capitals L-O-R-D is the indication of the name Yahweh, the personal name of God. They knew of God, the Lord, but there was a distance. There was a need to have faith in him to see that he is able to perform and to move and to bring freedom for his people. So God doesn't seem to question Moses in this one. In fact, he validates the question. What if they don't listen to me? And he gives them not one, two, but three ways in which Moses is equipped to convince that the call or the word he's received is from Yahweh. If you remember when he left, running from the murder that he committed, one of his own Israelites said, who put you in charge, or who made you Lord or judge? So there is a valid reason for him to restate that he's not coming on his own credentials, because he lost them all. It's also interesting to know that, you know, many of us feel as though from time to time that we'd like to see the wonderful hands of God over our lives to validate our faith or do some miraculous to convince people. And this is a tricky ground for us to pursue. But remember, people like John the Baptist never had any profound miracle, except that he spoke the word of God with passion, and numerous people changed their ways. We do know that Jesus healed and proved his words, or proved his credential as the Son of God, the Messiah, through miraculous acts to validate his words. But we know that many didn't actually return in faith. It wasn't a convincing of someone's heart. And we know that the story of Pharaoh, even though he saw many things which proved the reality of Yahweh, it didn't change his heart. So the ultimate strength that we have is in the power of the Word of God in our lives. And we live in the era where the Holy Spirit is present, the living Word within us. So may it be that we hunger and search to know His Word, to speak confidently not only the words of God memorized in our heart, but also the application of the promises of God in our life and to those around us. And it may be that God, in His mercy and in His decision, will bring an event that will validate. And it is true that we can pray and to seek and to ask for God's healing specifically in areas, and they have been numerous throughout the history of the church. But I think we need to hunger and thirst for righteousness, and hunger and thirst to know all of His ways, to validate our faith in Him first, and then trust that God will perform and do things by our character and actions and by the trust in the living Word. Let's also look at a proverb. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you, when you already have it with you. Well, as I think, not only the practical things that we already have with us, but by faith in Jesus, we already have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the spoken word living in us. So may we give the word of God wherever we go, because it is in your power to act. And also practically, if there's an opportunity for you to do something, don't hesitate. So may you be encouraged that God will perform things. God will enable us. But it comes first by trust in Him. So may you find today the opportunities to trust in Him, to step out in faith, to courageously speak and if God wills, to bring a transformation. God bless, friends. Hit pause and meditate. Talk to you Friday.